Okay, we go Pergayavas, Tavshin Peidalek, part two, our learning should be the Nishmas of Avram Aber ben Moshe Chaim, whose Shloshim is today. He loved Pergayavas, and all the Torah should be his chus for his neshama. From my grandfather's yard, it was a few days ago, remember, Mevchem Esther Tehil Bas, Rabbi Gurgal Pinchas, Besoros Tovas, for Baruch Chayalim and Chayalot, Chatvim Chatvot, Besoros Tovas, Be'ezah Shem Meret Yisrael, as we're heading now into Rafa, Be'ezah Shem Yisbarach. Mishnah Ches, beautiful Maisa from Rav Yaakov Yosef of Sver. Nisha tells us, if you are dying, Kshu Ba'al Adin and Onil Fanecha, you benecha kirshom. When they're in front of you, look, you should view them as a rasha. Kshu Niftar Milavanecha, you benecha kizakar, you should keep it as a medin. You should view them as a meritorious, and you should view them as they accepted your rule, they accepted your psak. You should view them as kosher. Says Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Skver, after his father passed away, and they said, Amr Allah, Shu Lam, the Beish Kodesh, also Oz Chaz Yoshis. Yayish Biaditra, Kishitskata, the Shamish Barabonis. When you grow up, right now your father is the Rebbe. I guess not when his father passed away, when his father was the Rebbe. When you grow up, do you want to be going to go into Rabbanus? And Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Skver, as a young child, answered, Ukshayu, the Mishnah says, Ukshabayo Baladin, Omni Lefanecha, Yubanech Yoshem, Va'ani lo misugo lisiachis la'af Yehudi kirasha, afilu rega echad. He says, to be on the Rabbanus, to be on the Bezin, you have to be able to look at people, Benecha kirishon. And I can't look at someone, kirasha, even for one moment. Kirishon, by the way, kir, as the lotion of kir, not Russia, as kirasha. But even kirasha, said Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Skver, I can't look at a Jew like that. And that's Rabbi Nachman Reish Pei, that every Jew, we have to look within ourselves to find the good within ourselves, to find the good within every single Jew, no matter what, to look for the good within every single Jew. The very spheres of Omer Dika Maisa, there's a Maisa of Meir Pramishlam, as well as making Kiddush. One of the early Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Meir Pamishlan, so he was going to make a Kiddush, and he waited a couple of extra seconds, and then he made Kiddush. And the Chassidim asked him, what's going on over here? Why did you, what did you wait? He said, if you really want to know, I'll tell you, usually when I make Kiddush, I think of everyone around the room, everyone around the table, think of something I can learn from them. And today, it took me a couple extra seconds for someone, I had to dig a little deeper. To go into Shabbos, to go into Kiddush, looking for the good within every single person. What a Maisa from Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Skver, Rabbi Nachman, and the Maisa from Meir Pamishlan, or Adina Batu. Moving on to Mishnah Yud with the Kotzker. Shmai v'avtayim kibbel mim shmai v'oimer. Eves malacho sonos rabbanos v'altis v'adol rashus. You should love work, but hate positions of power and avoid connection with the government. Said the Kotzker ever. If we hate positions of power, who is going to answer the halacha questions about what is mutter and what is oster? So what's going on over here? The Mishnah seems to be a stira. Says the Kotzker, no. What does it mean? Eves malacho. Eves malacho, you should love your work in the rabbinate. If a person is zoicha to be in the rabbinate, if a person is zoicha to be able to teach Torah, you should love the Torah, and you should love the learning. Eves malacha, you should love the toil, the amelos, to know each din, to know each halacha. However, usanas or babas, you should sign of the honor, the shrar, the glory, the prestige of your position as a rabbi. You should hate that. You should want to be able to give over Torah and learn up and to spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But to have the title as a rav, and this and that, and they call you up to the chuppah, call you up to get an aliyah, and everybody stands up, you should hate that. I was once in a place in a shul, and they called up someone, and the guy called himself up. He was a quote-unquote rabbi, I don't know who he was, and he called himself to the Torah, let's say, Reuven Shimon. But his name wasn't Reuven Shimon, what was his name? Harav Reuven Shimon. Are you kidding me? That's how you call yourself up? A real Rav? Call yourself up by a Rav? If the guy knows that you're a Rav, that's one thing. And this guy, I was a big red flag, I was very, very surprised. Rav Schechter talks all about this, Rav Schechter Shlita, talks about when a person is asked to daven, this is halach lemaisa, right? When a person is asked to daven, you're not supposed to run person for positions of power, of tefillah, even for an aliyah, a person, it might be a little different than davening. Rosh Hashanah brings it up, but at the end of the day, we shouldn't run. It doesn't just have to do with being a rabbi, being a rebbe. It doesn't do anything. A person should love the learning, to love the work, but not the prestige. When a person, maybe a doctor also, you have these people, you call them Mister Chas V'Shalom, you call them Mister. And then they say, doctor, I'm a doctor, I went to dental school. Kibaldik, I didn't know, I'm so sorry. Relax. Then you should love the work, but you shouldn't love the power and the prestige. Beautiful insight from the Kotzker, idea number three. Now we go to Mishnah Yudbeis. We're going to stick with Mishnah Yudbeis for a little bit here. Hilo v'shalma mekilmem, hilo omen mitalmidav, heve mitalmidav sha'aron. A person should be, you should be like a student of Aaron. O v'shalma, rode v'shalma, love peace, pursue peace, o v'shamir some karmel Torah, love people, and bring them closer to the Torah. And I saw a great maisa from the Mekubar Belazar. Askari ish tzvas. He says, what's this lashon heve? Heve mi tamid should be a talmid of Aaron. Lama hatana in omer belashon pshut oyster laman me Aaron. Learn from Aaron. Was heve? Because sometimes Rabbi Lazar Askari says, the teva adam says, oh, this person, I can't be. I can't be friends with him. He embarrassed me. You see what table he put me at the wedding. He didn't invite me for the Shabbos table. You see what he did to me. I can't ever do it. What does it mean? Heavy. A person should be heavy. A person should be heavy. You could be. You should be. You should get past it. Yes, sometimes it's hard, but time heals all wounds. End of the day, we have to try to be able to be a birya chadasha. So we shouldn't hold on to past things. And the talmidim shel Aaron, we should always try to pursue peace and to love peace and to love people. And this is what Rabbi Elazar Askari of Ich Tzfas says. It reminded me of Rabbi Yitzchak Dvorka, a vort from Parshas Korach. Rashi says in Parshas Korach, my bar mitzvah parsha and my father's bar mitzvah parsha. In Machzigim Amachlokis, Moshe Rabbeinu finds the dust in Nevi'im, and he goes to their tent two or three times. And we see from here, Rashi says, Gemara Bava Basra, I believe, In Machzigim Amachlokis. We don't hold on to Machlokis. Says Rav Yitzchak Dvorka, a deeper idea, which is mamish this word from Rav Elazar Askari, Ich Tzfas. He says, what is Machzikin? We don't hold on. Machzikin comes from the same word as Chazaka. What's a Chazaka? It's this way, it's always going to be this way. In Machzikin Amachzaka, there's no Chazaka Amachlokis. There's no chazaka in my machlokas. That just because I apologize three times, no. I'm always trying to get better. I'm always trying to be able to work on interpersonal relationships and an argument and my family. Chazaka is this way or the highway. No. It's not this way. My machlokas, we're always trying to be able to fix it, to spread love, to spread light. That's who we are as a people. Incredible insight from Rabbi Elazar Askari Ich Tzfas and from Rabbi Yitzchak Dvorka, day number four. Rav Shore dealt in Perek Yalavitz, Halakach Valiv of Chelik Aleph, which I'm so indebted to my good friend, Rav Noam Kasper Shlita, Shem bless him. The great things he got me to see, but very hard to get. Oy v'sabrius. What's blessed of brius, says Rav Shore. What's just say, oy v'kol anashim, alo mi mikol adem, what's brius? Ki mosh medalbe, menashan nir l'ayin, ki ein lehem shumai l'klas. Sometimes you look at people, we see like there's nothing that I can learn from them. Even though people look on the outside, there's nothing to be able to learn from them. There's no mile to them. There's nothing good to them. Gamkin who meets Aaron Akhain the Karvim, even Adon Aaron Akhain says, no, go find them and search for them and love them and bring them closer. The number one way about to be able to bring someone closer to Torah is after through love, through a bold chunt, through love and compassion, through a compliment, through a kind deed. At the end of the day, even a brios, even someone who's just like a regular person, don't look on the outside. They don't have anything to offer. Their love, peace, pursue them, and try to find something like we said from Ramirez Parmeshlan, sign something positive. Adi number five. Adi number five, sticking with the same. Oy v'shalom or oy v'shalom. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, we have a few Rabbeinu Yonahs coming up. He says, you have to love them truthfully, and then shalom will come after. Love them truthfully, oy v'shalom. And then the rule of shalom, and then shalom. So love them, the emes mamish, and then the shalom will come after. Kiyesh b'nei adam ozim b'levi shalom. So you have giving a very good psychological point. You have people that love people. The lo sheitzul atzbel sum shalom b'alam ba'ene olchem b'darach Hashem b'darach shalom. Excuse me. You have people that love people, but they don't pursue. They don't do actions to show that they want that they show the love. So at the end of the day, you want to love people? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, show you it with your actions. Your actions speak louder than your words. You want to be able to love someone, right? But we know the Acher Pulus M'Shachas Halavavas, the Sefer Chinuch says. Sefer Chinuch says, you want to love people? The more you do actions that you're going to love them, the more, right? Vardesar, Ava Hav, the more you give to someone, the more you're going to love them. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, you want to be able to actually love people. You want to make it stick? Show them with your words, with your actions, not just with your words. And say, I love you. No, show them with your actions. And that is how you be a student of Aaron HaKohen. Beautiful idea number six. Next Mishnah. Beautiful Mishnah. We're going to focus for Rabbeinu Yonah on the first part. If I'm not for myself, who will be for me? Pashup Shab, we gotta be responsible for ourselves. But says Rabbi Yonah, Im lo achich ach mi vizdarz ba mitzvos, if I don't wake myself ba mitzvos, me li, who's gonna do it for me? Lo chin lizdar zarin, who's gonna wake me up, who's gonna inspire me? He says, sometimes we get inspired by other people. We get inspired by other people's drushes, by a beautiful tish. But real lasting inspiration, real lasting change comes from oneself. Sometimes when people get inspired, other people come out. It works, but it wears off. But you make sure to work on yourself. And you get inspired by yourself. This is the Derech HaYasher. A person should be inspired by other people. And it'll last a little bit. But you know what? Lasting change? Lasting change, meaning when it comes from you. When it comes from you, it's going to change. It's going to make it. It's got to come from you. It's got to come from your hard work and your commitment and your passion and your devotion and your dedication to Yiddishkeit. I thought that was Rabbeinu Yonah, such a psychological and such a beautiful emes to gevort, Adin number 7. Mishnah Tezvav. Shammai Omer, I say to us, Kevah, Mormad, I say, Rabbeinu Hamer, Kabbalah's called the Messiah upon him. Shammai says, make the Torah your permanent thing, say little and do much, and you should accept every person with a smiley face. Says with a smile. Says the Kujit Maga, the Vodis Yisrael, on the words, Asei Torah Skakeva. Tain Lipcha Shlima the Torah, Yikava believes, make sure the Torah affects your heart, Yigam Lacha Shetosif Avodas Hashem, it should add to your Avodas Hashem. Taklas Olim Shalish could come out of Masafa Lachutz. The whole point of learning Torah is not that you become a Tanakhakam in your head, it should lead to your Maisim. Asei Torah Skakeva, that it should Yikva believe. Keva Miloshan Keva, it should affect and change your heart. Kizeinu Kluma Shiyuma Haldamas Torah, Aiku Atosha Talamin also Darka Bedark Hashem. The whole point of learning is mission later on, Perkei Avos, is that it changes entire actions. It makes us different people and change people, transform different people. And this is what the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim Elazar says in the Perek Vav, Mishan Av, Torah is called Mishartu. It kashes us. But he says it's like kasher by Libun. When it comes to kashering your Pesach dishes, and when it comes to kashering, when you go to the Kehilah Mikvah, it's supposed to kasher you up. Torah is supposed to be Mishartu. It's supposed to change you. When you learn Torah, and Rav Weimer talks about this in his book, it should make you a little bit more patient, a little more kind and caring. If the Torah just stays in your head and didn't go to your heart, you didn't learn Torah. And that's what the Tanya brings. The whole point of coming to Chabad, Chachma Bina Das, is that you should come to your heart, come into your actions, into your love and your compassion and your patience into your own life. Beautiful insight from the Kujat Sermagia and the Dinamari. And more Ma'at Vasei Arbe, same Mishnah. Says Ruach Chaim V'Lajner in, I believe, the Ruach Chaim. And more Ma'at Vasei Arbe, says Ruach Chaim V'Lajner in the Ruach Chaim. And more belipcha tamin, you should always say in your heart. Shekol Torah mitzvah shigzil ad achshav ma'arhu. And more ma'at, what should you be in the more? Not that you should say little and do much. And more, you should say little. Whatever you've done to atzilus ma'arhu, to zaraz atzvach limod alasos od harbe. Shetashav shekol Torah shilmat ta'arato v'chol mitzvah shechayamta adayin lo asayit tekol echa ma'at min ma'at. You didn't touch this, scratch the surface of the earth. Like Rav Schechter likes to say, when a person learns Torah, it's not supposed to be a bal gaiva. It makes me think, there's so much more Torah I didn't even learn. Much more Torah I didn't even learn. That's what the Rebbe Melech says in the end of Likutei Shoshana. He says, in Tehillim we say, Piskuli Shari Tzedek of Avamaraka. Thank you, Hashem. Piskuli Shari Tzedek. A person should always feel like you're at the beginning. Then Avamaraka. A person should never feel like I learned yesterday's daf, I don't have to learn to. No. Piskuli Pesach. I'm just starting again, opening again. Then Avamaraka. I'm going to help you. And more ma'at. What have you done to know ma'at? Is ma'at ma'at. And then our serbe. And then I'll help you to be able to not be satisfied, but help you push forward. Incredible insight from Rav Chaim V'Lajner in the Rebbe Melech, Adin number 9. Aleph Yud Zayin. Shimon ben Oimer, the last Mishnah the second to last Mishnah in the Perek. Shimon ben Oimer, Koimai, Gaduta ben Rechamim. I grew up in the Beis Medrash for the entire life. Loma Sasit Taguf Mishisika. I didn't find anything better for the body than Shisika. And says the Rabbi Moshe Yechiel, the Ozhever, my Rabbi, Rav Simon Shlita always quotes, he was a Rav in the Bronx at the end of his life, he says, Hashtika umnasu. Shtika is something that you have to learn. And how do you learn? A person has got to always do Shemesh Chachamim. You have to learn you have to serve Talmidei Chachamim, Gidol Shemesh Yosem Ludel, to know when's a good time to talk, and when's a good time to not talk. You have to know when to say something and when you have to keep your mouth shut. And this is Taka the vort that I saw in the Shvila Pinchas once on Purim. It says by Ish Yehudi Ish Yemini. Mordechai was an Ish Yehudi Ish Yemini. Says the Shvila Pinchas Shlita from the Sas Emes, I believe. Ish Yehudi Ish Yemini. Ish Yehudi Yehudi Lashem Yehuda. You have to know when to talk, when to think Hashem, and when to speak. Ish Yemini Ben Yemini to be like Rachel. She wanted to be quiet. She tough so, and she kept the secret to herself. The midah of Esther, the midah of Sneas. A person's got to know when to talk and when not to talk. But says the Ozhever, you want to know how to figure that out? Shemesh Chachamim. Right? That's exactly what he says. I spent my entire life. You have to do Shemesh Chachamim to know when to talk, when to get involved, and when to stay back. When to talk, and how do you do that? By being Meshamesh Chachamim, Adin number 10. And the end of that Mishnah says, V'chol mar ben dvar mevichin. Anyone who talks too much, it'll lead to sin. And says the Rabbeinu Yonah, this is, I think, our third Rabbeinu Yonah for today. Le'ezesuk dvarim atan meschaven. What's the dvarim that the Mishnah is talking about? the Divrei Torah, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Even if you talk too much in Divrei Torah, she'ein adam harbas b'divrei malacha ela yachshav v'mesinos. A person's got to be careful. Don't talk too much when you're learning. And don't go too quickly. If you go too quickly, you're gonna rule up a wrong psak. Then it's gonna be bad. You have to do everything slowly. This is what Simon Shlita likes to say in the Imre Baruch, in the Imre Baruch HaGadol from Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya once visited YU, Yeshiva University, and he said, specifically when it comes to learning Torah, with the pasuk that we say in Hala, Ani Amarti V'chavzi Kol Adam Kozev. Right? You learn fast. I talk. Call them kozev. It's not going to work out. A person's got to learn Torah b'mesinus. I'm like the opposite. There's people, everyone say that I always give my Torah too fast. I don't know. Sometimes I like getting it in quickly, so people don't have so much time to listen to. So at the end of the day, when a person's learning in the Beis Midrash, a person's got to do everything slowly. If it's do it slowly, the told us Yaakov Yosef said also, when it comes to Mizbeach, everything slowly, one little bit at a time, then that'll something that's last. But if you learn too quickly, it will not last. Incredible. Even by after the Torah, says the Rabbi, not just for someone giving Pesach, but even someone learning the Daf, learning Shnai Mikra, whatever it is, you got to do it slowly. Beautiful idea from Rabbi Yonah. Let's review these 10 ideas. So we start off saying the first idea we said from the Meister of Yaakov Yosef Square. He says, even as a little child, someone asked me, you're going to be a Rebbe? I can't. Even Kirishan, even to look someone as a Russia for a year from one day, I can't. Rabbi Nachum Reish Pebe is always over to look for the good within every single Jew. Remember the Meister, remember Pamashlan, or by Kiddush, you always look for the good, you waited a little bit. Kotzku Rebbe Mishnah, Paragraph Mishnah. Yod, Obisa, Malach, Osanus, Arbonus, you've loved the work, but not the Ramas. No, you love the toil and Torah. But don't love the position, and you have to be rabbi, and you have to be called. And maybe you can say the same thing with a doctor, same thing with anything in life. Love the work, but you don't have to need the whole prestige. Like Rosh Hashanah says, a person should be running away from authoritative, from the Shlech Tzibor. Idea number three, it's brought down from Elazar Askari, Ish Sfas, the Mekubal. He doesn't heavy me to tell me enough. You should be. Don't say, this guy once hurt me. No, heavy. You should be. Work on yourself. You're Beri Chadasha. And that im achzikim machlokas, we said from Yitzchak Vork. Im achzikim machlokas means we don't hold on to machlokas. There's no chazaka by machlokas. We're always trying to get better in our relationships. Rav Shor says, oh, if the priest, if you think the people of creation, or you think you have nothing there, love them, and pursue them, and show them love and compassion. The fifth and sixth idea from Rabbeinu Yonah, number five, Rabbeinu Yonah says, all of the service will be carved on the Torah. You have to show them with action. Show them your love. Show them with actions, not just with words. Adina Masif from Rabbeinu Yonah, Meinon Limiluy, Hiskarvus Me'atzmo, Hisoyrus Me'atzmo. Getting inspired from other people is gewaldic. But the things that are going to last, it's got to come from yourself. Adina Masif, the Kushas Ramagid, Asra Torah Sakeva. Make sure the Torah implants in your heart. It leads to Maisim. It leads to your actions. It leads to compassion and love and more patience and more Midos. And that's the whole point of Torah and the Veshachaim. And more Ma'at Vaserbe. When it comes to your learning, Ma'at, you didn't do so much. Don't, and more Ma'at, and your learning should lead to more learning. And more, then Vaseh Harbe. When a person thinks that you did everything, it's not going to do it any. Do you think you did a little bit? Then Vaseh Harbe, it's going to lead to a lot. And that's what Pisuli Shari said, Avav Amaraka from the Rebbe Melech. When a person says, I want to do a little, I feel like I'm starting again, the Chodesh Baruch Hu will help you. The ninth idea of the Oshavar, Shimish Chachamim, Eich Lashamish Tzitzika. When a person's got it, it's an umnus, so you have to know how to measure it out. How do you know when to talk, when not to talk? Be a gidolish b'shar yos medav by hanging around tamei chachamim, like the Sasemis tells us, ish yudi ish yimuni ish yudi by Leah apamos of the Hashem want to talk, ish yimuni want to be like Rachel to be quiet. How do you do that? Shimish chachamim says the Oshav of Rebbe. And tenth and final idea, chamar b'dem made chamar dvar maybe chay anyone talks too much. Afle divrei Torah says Rabbeinu Yonah. If you go too quick in Torah, it's gonna fall. And that's what Rav Avadya says. Rav Avadya says, you learn too quickly. Call them because it's not going to work out. It's going to fall to the side. Shuzoch of Hashem, take these lessons not only to learn Perkei Avos but to live it and to spread it. Mez Hashem, in these whole years of Sfiras Omer, by learning and spreading the Perkei Avos and spreading the traditions, Mez Hashem, spreading the lessons, it should affect us and transform us to be better and kinder. And we share Mez Hashem, source to us from Eretz Yisrael, Mez Hashem, Shkolach, source to us.